Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kibbe.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba One of the finest examples of Ella Fitzgerald's legendary ability to scat on her version of Duke Ellington's Take the A Train. Sometimes it feels like she's rushing along on a tightrope, but like a cat, she always seems to land on her feet. With Lou Levy piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Wilfred Middlebrooks on bass, and Gus Johnson on the drums, that was recorded live in Hollywood, California in May of 1961. Welcome to Volume 77 of the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and today we will hear more top-notch cuts from the first half of 1961 by Nina Simone, Wynton Kelly, and Stanley Turrentine with his wife Shirley Scott. First up is A Song of Joy, Dave Brubeck's joy specifically at the birth of his son Charles Matthew, with the song he recorded on the day his son was born, May 9th, 1961. This is Charles Matthew Hallelujah. Charles Matthew, Hallelujah, by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, recorded May 9th, 1961, the day of his son's birth. By the way, that newborn son goes by Matt Brubeck and is a professional cellist who has performed with Sheryl Crow, Yo-Yo Ma, and many others, and has arranged music for several films. Making your whites whiter and your brights brighter, this is the recorded history of jazz. One of the most accessible hard boppers was alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, often paired with his brother Nat on cornet. And add in underrated pianist Wynton Kelly and the results really groove, such as on this cut from May 11th, 1961, New Delhi. Thank you. New Delhi, Cannonball Adderley alto sax, Nat Adderley cornet, Wynton Kelly on the piano, Sam Jones bass, Louis Hayes on drums, recorded May 11th, 1961. You have found the recorded history of jazz. We're going to hear two from Nina Simone from early in 1961. The first isn't live, but I think it would have been great to hear that way. The second is a live cut. I Love to Love is the first song with her standard backing trio at the time, Al Shachtman on guitar, Chris White on the bass, and Bobby Hamilton on the drums.
To love who want plenty of love each night. Say I love to love, it's so good it can't be right. I don't want a man with Harvard or Yale degrees, because I don't intend to play information, please. Just squeeze me, or baby, you're gonna freeze me. You've got to Romeo me, make me feel like I'm slow, me. Don't want a man to sit there and talk too much. I just need a guy with a Frank Sinatra touch. Cause I'm tired of all the times I felt like a piece of butter about to melt. I wanna press your lips against mine. I wanna feel lightning tickle my spine. I want what there can never be. Just need me a guy with a Frank Sinatra touch. Just build me an earthquake as fast as you can. I got me a hobby and my hobby is man. He's what I intend to build my collection on. Ah.
I want you to drink from the plenty cup. I want you to stand up tall and proud. And I want you to speak up clear and loud, brown baby. Justice code, and I want you to walk down. So lie away sleeping, lie away singing, lie away sleeping. Lie away. You and keep you safe from harm, brown baby. It makes me glad. You're gonna have things that I never had. When out of all men's hearts, all hate is hurled, sweetie, you're gonna live in a better world, brown.
Baby. Live on March 30th, 1961, a solo cut by Nina Simone on vocals and piano. We heard her with her trio before that on I Love to Love. Take it from me, Paul Kivi, playing an hour of the recorded history of jazz in your car every week can help your vehicle run smoother and improve your gas mileage. Pianist Horace Silver has some of the best titles for his funky style of jazz, with trumpeter Blue Mitchell, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Gene Taylor bass, Roy Brooks on the drums. Here is Filthy McNasty. We'll be right back. Sophie McNasty by longtime Blue Note pianist Horace Silver, with Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook tenor sax, recorded May 19th, 1961. This is your handpicked guided tour of the music that is most uniquely American, the recorded history of jazz. Trumpeter Carmel Jones moved from his hometown of Kansas City, Kansas, to California in 1961 and quickly recorded his debut album, though he'd mostly be a sideman in his career, most notably for Horace Silver in the mid-1960s. With Harold Land on tenor sax, Frank Strazzeri piano, Gary Peacock strutting on the bass, and Leon Pettis drums, here's Nighttide. Nighttide, an impressive debut by trumpeter Carmel Jones, with solos by Harold Land on tenor sax and Gary Peacock on the bass, recorded June 14th, 1961. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz, a Paul Kivi production. Texan trombonist Jack Teagarden, who Louis Armstrong once called his white brother, has been heard on the show since the 1920s. He is generally regarded as the finest trombonist of his generation, a generation younger than Kid Ory but older than J.J. Johnson, and he was still touring and recording right up until his death in 1964. Here he spread some joy on the original Dixieland One Step. We'll be right back. Trombonist Jack Teagarden with Don Goldie trumpet, Henry Cuesta clarinet, Don Ewell piano, Stan Poles bass, Ronnie Greb on the drums, the original Dixieland One Step, recorded in June of 1961. We have time for one more on Volume 77 of the Recorded History of Jazz, and we get to meet someone we haven't focused on before, clarinetist Jimmy Giffrey from Dallas, Texas, who wrote the famous Four Brothers for Woody Herman's second Thundering Herd. By 1961, Giffrey was experimenting with free jazz, but a much quieter form than, say, Ornette Coleman. He formed a drumless trio with himself on clarinet, Paul Blay on piano, and Steve Swallow on the bass. And here is a fine example of this approach. The tune is In the Mornings Out There. The Jimmy Giuffre Trio with the loveliest free jazz we have heard yet, In the Mornings Out There. That's all we have time for on Volume 77 of The Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and I hope you join me next time for some of the finest jazz ever by Dave Brubeck, Nina Simone, Stan Getz, and the final recordings of Bill Evans' greatest trio. Enjoy today.
Swim like a fish in the sea all the time. But if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still moving me. Still moving me. It's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go in words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still. But still moving.
Tuning in, I'm Heidi Holton. Coming up next, we've got native